Mr. Delecto. Well, today is a double feast, so to speak, but the two feasts are closely associated. This is the octave day of Christmas, or the eighth day of Christmas. Octave means eight. It always falls exactly 1 week after Christmas Day because you begin counting Christmas Day, and then you get to eight, and it's Sunday, this today. And octaves have been celebrated in the church in relation to holy days and feasts almost from the very beginning. We have an octave for Easter as well, and we used to have, you probably don't remember this, going back quite a few years ago, we used to have an octave for Pentecost as well, but that was done away with after the Second Vatican Council. However, today is also the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Holy Mother of God. And that's what we are celebrating today. In Jewish tradition, a male child was circumcised on the eighth day after his birth. And on that same day, the child was officially given his name. And so it was on this day that Jesus received the name Jesus. And there is another connection of these two liturgical celebrations, and that's the addition of calling Mary the Blessed Mother of God. And among Vatican II documents, it's clearly stated, clearly from the earliest times, the Blessed Virgin is honored under the title of Mother of God. And this feast is naturally a celebration of Mary's motherhood of Jesus. How can it be otherwise? It stems from the Greek word itself, Theotokos, that is translated as she who gave birth to God. So if Mary gave birth to God, and she's not God, she is a human being as you and I are human beings, if Mary gave birth to God, then she's the mother of God. And so this title was first used at the First Council of Ephesus, held in the summer of 431 AD in the town of Ephesus. And so this title of Mother of God for Mary goes way back to almost the very beginnings of the church. And so how do we celebrate this day? We celebrate with blessings. If you say Happy New Year to someone, that really is a type of blessing. We're wishing them a Happy New Year, usually we wish them a good year, a prosperous year, things like that. And so in our first reading, we have a blessing that's given. It's the one that's probably very familiar to all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And in the Jewish culture, this has been known for centuries as the Aaronic blessing, as it was dictated by God to Aaron, Moses' brother. It was dictated to Aaron by God himself. And it's important to note that it begins with, the Lord bless you, because all blessings come from God. But there's an error that we make in regard to blessings, because we think that blessings always have something to do with happiness, security, prosperity, things like that. But a few weeks ago when we celebrated the feast day of St. John of the Cross, St. John of the Cross said that it was a blessing that he was thrown in a dungeon for a year by his own fellow priests in the Carmelite community, which causes us to wonder, how can that be a blessing if you're thrown in a dungeon for a year? But he said, God is in control of everything. And if this is where God wants me to be right now, then it's a blessing. Now, we don't like those kinds of blessings. We'd rather have the happiness, security, prosperity kind of blessings, don't we? But it's a very insightful point to make, that all blessings come from God, and some blessings aren't exactly the ones we want. But I'm sure we all know from our own lives or the lives of other people how lots of goodness can come from the more sorrowful blessings. blessings like sickness, death, broken relationships. And a lot of good can come as we endure those kinds of things and come through them, because God knows what blessings we need, even if we do not. And the key for us is to be grateful, grateful for whatever blessings God gives us. And this mindset is really at the hub of a stewardship way of life, knowing that all blessings come from God and our need to be appreciative of them. And so we pray in the Aaronic blessing that the Lord keep you. And to be kept by the Lord means what? It means to turn our lives over to Him, to know that He is with us and that He loves us. He blesses us, and He does indeed keep us ever in His care. Just as the gospel that I read said that Mary kept all these things in her heart about the birth of her son. And the truth is that to be blessed by God is one of the greatest gifts that we can receive. And you know what? It's available to all of us without exception, no matter who we are and what we have. God's blessings are always available to us. And so, as we continue in this Christmas season, it's well to remember and to repeat the classic statement by the character Tiny Tim in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. God bless us, everyone, for certainly He does.